68. Gabe's observation to Jesse had been that Richie Carr's navigation system had turned into a dead end. There had been one in the SUV, but Carr, or someone, had removed it. So he was a punk, Gabe said. But a punk smart enough of a tech guy not to leave a trail. Not that it did him much good in the end, Jesse said. I wish there had been a trail to a car wash once in a while, Gabe said. Man was a pig. That's the observation, Jesse said. What's the question? How come we never checked Neil's car? Gabe said. Suit and Pete Perkins went over it, top to bottom, two or three times, Jesse said. I meant the car's computer, Gabe said. I was in that car with him, Jesse said. It's a heap. It's actually newer than it looks, Gabe said. A 17 Chevy Volt. Neil used to call it a Chevy Dolt, Jesse said, and kept threatening to get a new one with more bells and whistles. I looked it up, Gabe said. This one happens to have bells and whistles. Jesse stared at him. We should have checked the car's computer, Gabe said. But I didn't tell you to. And nobody stopped me from bringing it up before this. I just missed it, Jesse said. Happens to the best of us, Gabe grinned. Reason I know that is because you are the best of us. They went inside Neil O'Hara's garage. Jesse stood next to Neil's Chevy. Gabe got behind the wheel. Gabe, having gotten his toolkit out of his own car, prepared to take apart as much of the dashboard as he could. We needed a subpoena for Carr's ride, Gabe said. Not this one? Not today, we don't, Jesse said. What if we find something we can use? Jesse said, let's find something we can use first, and worry about the rest of it with our friend, the district attorney, later. You're the chief, Gabe said. Aren't I, though? Jesse said. Gabe had his laptop next to him on the passenger seat. He was on the phone with an ex-cop he'd once partnered with in the old days, now working for a company in Boston that specialized in reconstructing car accidents. Gabe had him on speaker. Jesse was no idiot when it came to gadgets, but they had lost him about 5 minutes into their conversation about data transparency and special software and circuit boards and GM versus Ford and even vehicle AI. The guy's name was Jim Silliman. At one point, Jesse heard Silliman say, "Unfortunately, the computer for this baby is buried deep under the dash." Gabe told him he'd already figured that out on his own. "So prepare yourself for a lot of prying and unscrewing that still may turn out to be a wild goose chase," Silliman said over the speaker. "By the way, is the guy whose car this is ever going to want to use it again?" "The guy died," Jesse said. "Who's that?" Jim said. "My boss," Gabe said. "The old ball player you told me about?" Jim said. "Just old," Jesse said. "This could be slightly illegal, even if the person is deceased," Jim said. "We're all going to look the other way a little bit for the time being," Jesse said. "I can do that," Silliman said. "Jim," Jesse said, "if we get lucky, can this system maybe tell us where the car has been lately?" "Maybe. Depends on what was activated and what wasn't." There was a pause. Silliman said, "No shit, I know you're the chief, but there really could be privacy statutes that come into play here." "Fuck 'em," Jesse said. "How come I never got to work for somebody like you?" Silliman said. "It's truly a blessing," Gabe said, winking at Jesse. Gabe Weathers was as cool as anybody Jesse had, and as good a cop. Maybe a better cop than anybody he had. Long hair, beard, his latest bomber jacket, cowboy boots of his own, and a pit bull on any case he was working, or on any problem he was trying to solve. "This could take a whole day," Jim Silliman said over the speaker, "or more." Jesse said, "We'll pay you for your time." "If it helps you catch whoever did it," Jim said, "it's on me. Once a cop, always a cop." Gabe went to work. He told Jesse there was no point in him hanging around. "You're sure I can't help?" Jesse said. And Gabe said, "Very sure." Then he told Jesse he would work on this as long as his own bad back let him and call it a night. And if he hadn't gotten anywhere, he would be back first thing in the morning, and for as long as it took. You know, this could be another dead end, Gabe said. Molly says that faith is believing what you can't see, Jesse told him. Gabe told him to beat it. He'd call if he got something. That for now, it was just putting one of his favorite fundamentals of police work into play. Which one? Jesse said. Gabe said, throwing shit against the wall and hoping some of it sticks.